It's time for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. I'm proud to say I'm sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, and now just days away from what will be the, is this the sixth or the seventh edition of the Cinetopia International Film Festival?
This is the sixth Cinetopia Film Festival, the fifth in its current formation, where it's in multiple places around southeastern Michigan. So 5 years ago, we started with screenings at the Detroit Institute of Arts, and now we've got them in Detroit and Dearborn and West Bloomfield
and Birmingham, and everywhere.
Saline and all kinds of places. So we're very, very happy.
Taking over the region.
That's right. And on June the 1st, which is a week from today, we kick off with The Hero, which is a Sam Elliott film where he plays a washed up actor who had a big, big, big career burst in the 1970s. And he just never quite exceeded that, although he certainly expected to and was really frustrated by it. He's now doing voiceovers and things like that.
But not very happy.
But not happy at all. And when his career blew up, he lost his relationships with his family, and he's really regretful of that. He meets a younger woman, played by Laura Prepon, who's a wonderful actress.
From that 70s show,
yeah.
And Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Absolutely. And she takes an interest in him, both professionally and personally. And it's a charming film. Nick Offerman plays a character that was important to the Sam Elliott character's life back in the day, and they're still good friends. And
they're calling this a career performance for Sam Elliott, which I'm just so happy because I love that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're going to be rooting for the film. You're going to be rooting for the Sam Elliott character and Sam Elliott himself.
But that's just one highlight.
That's just one highlight. And yes, we've got filmmakers coming in from all over the world. We've got New York filmmakers for Golden Exit. We've got local filmmakers for a really cool documentary on the Highlights magazine. It's called 44 Pages. So if you were ever a kid, you probably saw a Highlights magazine with Goofus.
Only because I always had to go to the doctor.
That's right. And we've got the filmmaker from Uncle Jesse White, Portrait of a Delta Blues Man, which is going to be in Detroit. And Sunday, June the 4th, here in our neck of the woods. We've got a whole bunch of people coming with this great film called Tribal Justice. We're going to do the USA premiere of a film called McLaren, which is about the supercar and the guy that designs the Grand Prix racers, McLaren. And that's going to be on June the 2nd in Dearborn. Steve James, the director of Hoop Dreams, is going to be here. The co-director of the Vietnam War, Lynn Novick, is going to be in Detroit on June the 9th. We literally have dozens and dozens.
And the best
and
way to do this, you can't see it all, but you want to go whenever you want and see whatever you want. Get a film
pass.
That's the way to go.
Absolutely, you can get individual tickets now as well, but a pass allows you to just flow from one film to the best next, which is the way you want to go to a festival, whether it's the Arx Folk Festival or the dance festival that's in Detroit right now, the Electronic Music Festival. Just going from one event to the next, it really makes a festival. So go check it out.
Now, tonight, Russ Collins will be joined by his wife, Deb Pollack, and you're going to be emceeing a very good event, but it is also an inspiring event.
Yes, well, and the MC is actually Rob Reinhardt, a good friend of WEMU's, and we're the honorary co-hosts, and it's a film screening of a film called A New Color, The Art of Being Edith Boone. And Edith Boone is a mural artist who also does a lot of social justice work in the Bay Area. She works with elderly folks, she works with kids to put these murals together. It's a really inspiring story, and the whole thing is being done as a benefit for senior programs as part of the Michigan Medicine Program. So Big Heart for Seniors event is tonight at 7 o'clock. If you have tickets, we'll see you there. If you don't have tickets, you can get them at the door. It will be a good event. We're going to do an interview via Skype with the producer, Mo Morris, and the subject of the film, Edith Boone. So we're really, really looking forward to that tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice event. You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins, Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Now, before the film festival gets underway, still plenty to see.
Yeah, if you're going to go to the multiplex this week, you can see Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tells No Tales.
Is this semi-official launch of the blockbuster summer season?
Well, I think it actually opened a couple weeks ago as we lead up to the Memorial Day weekend. But yeah, it's funny because it used to start literally on Memorial Day weekend, but now it's actually starting early earlier in May, building up to that.
Pretty soon, the February release of the summer blockbuster.
That's right. It wouldn't be surprising. but Javier Bardem is in this film playing a ghost character who's out to get the Johnny Depp character. Unfortunately, reviews on this have not been very strong, like 31% positive reviews. The critical consensus is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tells No Tales, proves that neither a change in director nor an undead Javier Bardem is enough to drain the sinking franchise murky bilge.
Yeah. If you like pirates, you're gonna like the movie.
If you like the series. So, and Johnny Depp's always an engaging performer to watch.
What's opening downtown?
Well, we've got Franz, which actually opened yesterday. This is a film that we showed at the Art House Convergence, this national conference that we do out in Utah with Sundance, and it was part of the Sundance Film Festival. And it's set in World War I. Some of it's in black and white, some of it's color. It's a very engaging use. And this, as opposed to the Pirates of the Caribbean, had 89% positive reviews and 85% positive audience response. Sometimes the reviews and the audience response don't match up.
Right.
So critics like it, but audiences are not quite so fond. This one, the audiences are as fond as the critics. And it's about a young woman in post-World War I Germany whose fiancé, Franz, was killed during the war. And this mysterious French veteran of the war shows up and places flowers on Franz's grave. And it's about the relationship that builds between this fiancé that's still in mourning and this young French ex-soldier who's still dealing with the aftermath of the horrors of war. It's very touching, very movie, very beautifully made film. Franz is currently playing, so go check it out. If you haven't seen The Lovers, which is this romantic comedy that stars Deborah Winger as the wife and Tracy Letts as the husband. They're a married couple, but they're both having affairs. And then something happens, and they fall back in love with each other. So the infidelity is actually happening with the people that they were having the affairs with.
Right. They're cheating within the confines of their own marriage.
It turns the romantic comedy on its head to very good effect.
Well, Deborah Winger is one of those actresses that is notoriously difficult to work with on set, but the results are always great. We don't have to deal with that. All we get to do is see the outcome.
Absolutely. Again, the critical response and the audience response are up in the 80s and 90s, so go check that out. Norman, The Moderate Rise and Tragic Fall of a Fixer, is a great performance by Richard Gere. This is an Israeli production by an Israeli director. It's in English, and I found it to be very, very interesting. Some people found it a little more difficult to deal with.
Somewhat out of line what we normally expect from Richard Gere?
I walked out of the screening that I saw, and this woman said, "Didn't Richard Gere, wasn't he like a really good-looking young man?" And I said, "Yeah, you know,
he's just a really good-looking older guy."
Well, and she was like going, "What happened to him?" So anyway, so this character always wears the same thing. He always has a camel hair coat on,
right.
And it really downplays that particular part of it. It reminded me of a Saturday Night Live skit that they did with Alec Baldwin, or one of the earlier young character, one of the young members of the cast look at Alec Baldwin and said, "You used to be a really good-looking young man. What happened to you?" So anyway,
I have had that said to me by WEMU listeners. I love you all.
That's right. You look exactly like your voice, or you don't. The Finest is a film that the audiences are really liking. It's set during World War II in London. A young woman essentially stumbles into being a screenwriter, which is not something that women did at that point in time. She ended up being very successful. But anyway, go check that out. Remember, tonight, New Color, The Art of Being Edith Boone, The Big Hearts for Senior Benefit, tonight at 7 o'clock. The Cinema Revolution series winds up with Robert Altman's The Player on Monday, May 29th.
I really liked that movie. I mean, Vincent D'Onofrio is just awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Tim Robbins is great in the movie as well.
It's got a great cast, Greta Scacchi. And go check that out. Just one screening Monday at 7 o'clock. And then Jeremy Tower, The Last Magnificent. It's the story of a chef who became hugely, hugely famous and then just disappeared. So it's a very compelling story. Anthony Bourdain plays a big role, as does Mario Batali, the Michigan guy. So lots of good stuff to see. And get your passes, get your tickets to Cinetopia, June 1 through 11.
You are listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for once again joining us for Cinema Chat on WEMU.
Ta-ta from Cinetopia Central.